Hello and welcome to Random Draw, a trip through the vinyl archives here at WTBR-FM. When WTBR moved to the new facilities here at Pittsfield Community Television, it brought along with it a tremendous asset, its vinyl collection. Numbering nearly 20,000 pieces, including full albums, EPs, singles, and so much more. The purpose of this program is to take you back in time to the early days of WTBR when these records were brand new. I'm your host, David Cachet, and over the last few years, I've acted as sort of an archivist of this great collection. Just imagine, if you will, a wall full of records sorted into like cubbyholes with about 150 to 200 records in each section. I'm going to be choosing one of these sections to grab records from. I'm just going to be randomly selecting records off the wall of our studios and playing them for you. That's right, playing the actual vinyl records that have been in the WTBR archives for decades. Now, each record in our collection has a catalog number listed on it, and this coincides with the order in which it was received by the WTBR DJs back in the day. Its first two digits represent the year it came in, and the remaining three or four digits will tell you the order in which they received the LP. Now, tonight we're going to go back to the year of 1985. Very random year in music, as far as the stuff I'm going to be playing for you tonight, that's for certain. And we're going to start off with an artist who is certainly of the 80s. He's a TV star who is trying to get work his way towards the EGOT, which is the Emmy, Grammy, Oscar, and Tony. And let me spoiler alert, I don't think he got any of those. And that's Philip Michael Thomas from the show Miami Vice. No, not that guy from Miami Vice, the other guy from Miami Vice. In 1985, he was putting out a self-produced, self-released album called Living the Book of My Life, which was distributed by Atlantic Records. And like I said, it was produced by Philip Michael Thomas himself. It was the first record in what he hoped to be sort of a world domination of musical talent. And it flopped pretty badly and did not get anywhere. So unfortunately, I don't think there was too many more albums after this. So we're going to listen to a single he released. He made a video for it, actually. Didn't go anywhere, and that's a song called Just the Way I Planned It. So here is Philip Michael Thomas right now on Random Draw.
I believe in me. Soon the world will see. All my dreams will be reality. I don't want to be a could have been. That's too long to wait. If I wake up tomorrow, I might miss my destiny. Yeah.
holly Christmas, the little gift she gives makes me laugh and think. Open up and live, cause it's just the way I planned it. Complete harmony. Yes, it's just the way I planned it.
We both. the shark has teeth like razors. All can read his open face. And MacHeath has got a knife, but not in such an obvious place. See the shark how red his fins are as he slashes at his prey. Mac the knife wears white kid gloves, which give the minimum away.
Sting with the Ballad of Mac the Knife. Before that, we heard Three Speed with Once Bitten, and we started the show off with the great Philip Michael Thomas, Just the Way I Planned It was the name of that song. I always feel bad for that, because Don Johnson even had an album out, and that was a big hit single with Heartbeat right around the same time. Oh, well. All right, so Three Speed, they were a group who were putting out the title track to the film Once Bitten in 1985, and that album came out on Curb Records, catalog number 85-818. Now, Once Bitten, if you don't know, is kind of a vampire comedy starring a young Jim Carrey in one of his first roles from that year of 1985. Also had Lauren Hutton and Cleavon Little in there. Not a great movie, not a great soundtrack, honestly. Yeah, there's no one on the soundtrack that I've ever heard of. You know, Three Speed did a couple tracks on there. You had Herbert Kah, Real Life, Private Domain, Two of Us, Gift Horse, you know, other groups on the album. So again, not a great album as far as giant hit singles come from there. But there you go, that was Three Speed with Once Bitten, the title track there. And that last random track you heard was Sting doing his version of the classic song Mac the Knife. And it came from a compilation album released in 1985 called Lost in the Stars, the music of Kurt Weill. Kurt Weill, of course, is the German-born composer who, in 1928, he put out the play, Threepenny Opera, where that song Mac the Knife came from. I always think of Kurt Weill because the first time I ever heard of him was when I listened to The Doors' first album. He's the one who wrote the Alabama song that The Doors covered on that with Bertolt Brecht. And, you know, so there you go. So I've learned more about German composers here during this show today than I thought I'd ever would. So that was Sting with his version of the Ballad of Mac the Knife. Well, we go from that completely random set of music to a set of music performed by, we're going to get into, I guess, the mid-80s UK alternative new wave scene. And we're going to start with one of the bigger groups, and that's Echo and the Bunnymen. Now, in 1985, they were putting out an album, and here in the U.S. is a compilation album called Songs to Learn and Sing, which featured a lot of their early singles. and we're going to play one of the newer tracks from that album, and it's called Bring On the Dancing Horses. That song was released in 1985 in the movie Pretty in Pink, and it was a big sort of hit single over in the UK, number 21 over in the UK. The album itself hit number 6 over there in the UK, not as much here in the US. Again, we tend to miss stuff like that, the new wave bands from the UK in the 80s. Over here, it did hit number 158 on the charts. Like I said, much bigger success over in the UK. So right now, let's listen to Echo and the Bunnymen with their song Bring On the Dancing Horses, right now on WTBR's Random Draw.
Charlie Clark, no way home. Bring on the dancing horses, headless and all alone. Shiver and say the words, every lie you've heard. First I'm gonna make it,
oh, So shame.
Icicle Works with Seven Horses, and before that we heard the Blow Monkeys and their song Forbidden Fruit, and we started off this set of New Wave UK hits of the 80s with Echo and the Bunnymen and their song Bring On the Dancing Horses. Now the Blow Monkeys were a group who were kind of known in this country for basically one song, and that was Digging Your Scene, which came out right around the same time as that song I played for you. Now, Forbidden Fruit, the album we have here in our studio, which was released on RCA Records, catalog number 85-819. It's actually sort of a maxi single. It's like an EP for the single Forbidden Fruit. It's got three songs on each side, but mainly a couple remixes and stuff. Mainly a single for the Forbidden Fruit song. Now, that song hit number 80 over in the UK. Didn't really do much over here in the U.S., it didn't chart at all, but hit number 80. Now, the album it came from, Animal Magic in 85, was a big hit because of that song, Digging Your Scene. So the album itself went to number 21 here in the U.S., and that single was actually a big hit song over here in America, and that was sort of the Blow Monkeys' big success. They did have a cover of You Don't Own Me on the Dirty Dancing soundtrack, 1987, so everyone who owned the Dirty Dancing soundtrack knew the Blow Monkeys from that track. So again, that was the Blow Monkeys with Forbidden Fruit, and we closed up that set with the Icicle Works and their song Seven Horses, and that too was taken from sort of a compilation EP called Seven Horses Deep, catalog number 85-825 here at WTBR. And again, it's kind of just a quick little five-track song. They call it a special deluxe limited edition package at a low price. That's what the record label calls it. Now, Icicle Works were another British UK band who were known for one song here, mainly in America. And that song was Birds Fly, Whisper to a Scream from 1983. Hit number 13 on the dance tracks, number 37 overall. Now, this particular track I played for you, Seven Horses, wasn't a success here in America, didn't chart. Hit number 80 over in the UK, and it was taken from their album, The Small Price of a Bicycle. That album, I was reading more about it, and the record label released it in the UK only because they had to, and released it nowhere else in the world because they didn't feel it was good enough. They said it was just called Punk Rock Demos. I don't know, that song sounded pretty good to me. And that was The Icicle Works with Seven Horses. Well, we're going to take a break right now here on Random Draw. I'll be back in a couple of moments to play some more great random music from the year 1985. So stay tuned.
Here we go again.
Excellent!
I demand more!
89.7 WTBR-FM. Pittsfield.
Hi, it's Jen Glockner. I'm the director of the Office of Cultural Development for the wonderful city of Pittsfield, and I also host the Cultural Pittsfield radio show on WTBR. It airs every Friday at 8:30 in the morning. Stay tuned to learn all about the arts and culture scene for the city of Pittsfield and beyond. We hope you listen in every Friday at 8:30 on 89.7 FM WTBR.
Hey, it's Sean from WTBR-FM. Whether you just found this station for the first time or you've been listening for years, you might not know everything about WTBR-FM. Want to find out more? It's easy. Just go to WTBRFM.com. You can find full programming schedules, listen to the station anywhere in the world, subscribe to our podcasts, and even learn to create a program of your own. And of course, donate to the station. That's WTBRFM.com. Check it out today.
Do you have a favorite show on WTBR-FM? Did you miss the last episode? We've got good news for you. Most of our shows are now available on podcast. You can subscribe to your favorite and have the latest episode downloaded to your device automatically on Apple, Google, Amazon Music, Stitcher, or Overcast. Go to WTBRFM.com/podcasting and find out more today. WTBR-FM, for the love of radio.
Ron, where are you?
I'm in a glass case of emotion.
WTBR.
And we are back here on Random Draw, and I'm your host, David Cachet. And today we are listening to songs from the year 1985. Now remember to subscribe to the podcast of Random Draw, as you heard in that PSA before, by visiting wherever you get podcasts, including Google, Stitcher, Apple Music, etc., etc. You can also get them by visiting our station's website and get more information there at WTBRFM.com. While you're there, get all the podcasts you want from all the great shows, see our schedule. You can submit your own ideas for a show, and there's a giant button at the top that says Donate. We'd more than appreciate any donation you could possibly make to the station to help keep the lights on. All right, let's jump back into the music. We're going to make it a little harder and heavier now than the UK new wave stuff. We're going to start with an LA rock band who was formed in 1982, and by 1985 were putting out their second album called The Last Command. And The Last Command came out on Capitol Records, catalog number 85781, and it's by a group called Wasp. And we're going to listen to one of their tracks right now. It's called Blind in Texas. So here's Wasp, but right now on Random Draw.
Oh, hours late and you know the time waits for no one. See the glow of a soul in her veins, then you know that you're caught in the shadow.
Motley Crue, it's Smoking in the Boys' Room. Before that, we heard The Damned with Shadow of Love, and we started off this hard set of music with Wasp and their song Blind in Texas. The Damned were a UK-British band formed in 1976, kind of a punk new wave band, who were putting out their sixth album in 1985 called Phantasmagoria. And that featured that single Shadow of Love that we heard. That single hit number 25 over in the UK, and the album did even better, hit number 11 over there. Of course, didn't chart here in the UK, as most music I play from the UK on this show seems to not do. So that was The Damned with Shadow of Love. And we closed off that set with, of course, the great song Smoking in the Boys' Room by Motley Crue. One of the first times I sort of heard Motley Crue as a child. That album, its song came from Theater of Pain album on Elektra Records, catalog number 85-890 here at WTBR. And that album became huge, of course, for the hit single Home Sweet Home, which was also on that album. So quite the monster album for them. It was their highest charting album up to that point, hit number 6 in the U.S., and that single hit number 16 in the Hot 100 for that. And that was much better than Home Sweet Home did, although Home Sweet Home was all over MTV as a kid. I can certainly vouch for that. So that was Motley Crue with Smoking in the Boys' Room. All right, we got time for a couple more tracks. We're going to play a couple artists in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. We're going to start with one of my favorites of all time, and that's The Who in 1985 were putting out a compilation album called Who's Missing? And it was a whole album full of basically unreleased tracks that were taken all the way from the very beginning of the band back in 1965 with Shout and Shimmy. You also have Leaving Here and their cover Barbara Ann. And you got some of their great non-album tracks like Heaven and Hell and I Don't Even Know Myself. But we're going to play one of my favorites. It's the live version of the great song Bargain from their album Who's Next. So here's The Who right now with a live version of Bargain right now on Random Draw.
Thank you.
ZZ Top and Stages. And before that, we heard The Who in their live version of Bargain. Now, that song, Stages, was taken from the ZZ Top album Afterburner, which came out in 1985, catalog number 85-895 here at WTBR. It's the follow-up to their giant smash hit Eliminator album. Now, in some respects, Afterburner was actually a better, you know, bigger album than Eliminator. It charted higher. Eliminator only went to number 9 here in the U.S. Afterburner hit number 4. Eliminator only had 2 top 40 singles. Afterburner had 4. I guess the thing is, when you get down to the nitty-gritty, Eliminator was certified diamond, meaning it sold over 10 million copies. Afterburner only sold 5 million copies only. And I think people tend to remember more fondly songs like Sharp Dressed Man, Gimme All Your Lovin' and Legs, more than the songs of Afterburner, which were, you know, songs like Sleeping Bag, Stages, Rough Boy, Velcro Fly, that kind of thing. So, there you go. But that was Stages by ZZ Top. Well, that about wraps it up for us here at Random Draw. If you'd like to learn more about WTBR or even have an idea for your own show, visit WTBRFM.com. So until next time here on Random Draw, I've been your host, David Cachet, and we will see you later.